Stranger Things, Stories from a Shop Floor, is the podcast that features conversations with Castrol guests talking shop about metalworking operations. These experienced professionals share a real-world account of unique challenges they faced on the shop floor and the ultimate lessons they learned. We invite you to listen as we present Stranger Things, real stories of unusual findings in the job shop as told by the people who encountered the problem and resolved it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Giannino, the Industrial Distributor Capabilities Manager. Today, I'm speaking with Brent from the Midwest. Brent is one of our application engineers. Hi, Brent. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. You've been doing this for a while, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your experience?
Sure. I started in this industry 35 years ago. Started off as a development chemist, worked myself up through marketing, and then went into field engineering, application engineering, and been there ever since.
You're a great resource for the company. I mean, Castrol loves you. All the people in the field love you. You've been doing this a long time, and I know you've seen just about everything you could possibly see out in the field over those years that you've been out there. So we're going to get kind of right into the story, the meat of why we're here today, which is to talk about the strange encounter that you came upon during your many visits out in the field. I'm going to turn the microphone over to you.
All right. Thank you. Had an instance where we had changed a company, a mid-sized company in the Midwest over to one of our biostable coolants. And this company machined mostly all steel. And it was a mid-sized shop, roughly 60 machines. And it went really good on the changeover, but we did end up with a little bit of a hiccup on one bank of machines.
How long did it take before this hiccup sort of arose?
It took about a month before it arose, and it ended up being that everywhere else in the shop, we had good biological control, but in those six machines, we did not, and they were in the back of the plant. So we knew there was some sort of outlier there that we had to search to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, that certainly seems like too short a time for something to come up in the grand scheme of things. Our products definitely should not be encountering any sort of issues in just under a month of time. What was your next step?
So the next step is you start basically doing your background, like are concentrations being held proper? Is there filtration proper? Are we getting excessive tramp oils? We monitored all that, and everything was coming back fine in those categories. And so it was down to, we had to dig actually in deeper to try and figure this one out.
If I could ask, as far as the shift goes, I know a lot of companies work more than one shift, maybe even for second and third. Was there a particular association with a shift in this occurrence?
Actually, it did involve multiple shifts. The plant actually operated three different shifts. So it was basically they ran 24/6. They had Sundays off, but they did run 24/6. So there was three different shifts. And so I started visiting this plant during the different shifts, just trying to figure out what was going on. The one thing I did track down is the bank of machines we were having an issue with had a different water source than most of the rest of the plant. The water source was coming from an outside line that come into the plant from a different spot than the rest of the plant. So I ended up going in the morning to grab a sample out of that water source just to check to see if that might be the issue.
That's a common thing to start with. We always recommend checking the water first and foremost, especially if it's treated water, right? I mean, sometimes that can get contaminated. So great idea to start with that assessment. What did that reveal?
So I went in to check that water, and as I was in the back of the shop and pulling that water sample, I happened to notice the third shift guy, because this was early in the morning still. Third shift guy was still there operating the machines, and I happened to notice that he was spitting his tobacco into the coolant system.
Say it isn't so.
Oh, yes, it was so. I did end up grabbing the water sample, but I instantly thought, well, I think I know why we're having biological issues on these systems back here. And so I went back up to the front of the shop and waited for the production manager to come in.
Oh, boy. That's got to be an interesting conversation. How did that go?
It didn't go too bad. You know, I explained to him what I had seen, and he instantly had to admit, he goes, we just changed a policy back about a month ago that we didn't allow our workers on the floor to have their little canisters of spittoon because people thought it looked gross. And so he said, we took those away from them. And I said, at that point, he said, so this might actually be our own fault for taking those away, because the people are going to chew anyways, and they're going to find a spot to end up spitting their chew.
Ah, yes. Okay. Now it's starting to come together. Now that you have an inclination, what'd you do next?
So what we ended up doing is, when third shift was over, the worker was called up to the production manager's office, and we just sat down to explain to him what we think was going on. And he did admit that he was putting his tobacco into the coolant system. And then he wasn't so much convinced, though, that there would be biological out of that. And so what the test we ended up doing is, they happened to have some dip slides there because they're trying to monitor this biological. So we ended up having him spit on one of the dip slides, and we kept it for the 24 hours and then read it the next day. And sure enough, a lot of bacteria showed up on that dip slide, and convinced him right away that, yes, this is where your biological growth is coming from.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of reminds me of microbiology class back in college. We did similar type tests, I think, along the way. I imagine that, you know, continuous spitting into the sump and maybe even disposing of his chew, I don't know, that definitely would take a toll over the course of time. A system could only hold so much contamination before it starts to get compromised to a degree that really requires that intervention. So what was his response after he saw the dip slide?
His response was, I'm not going to do that anymore. And it was more of, he was more concerned with, he's also affecting other workers on the other shifts that is going to be operating those machines. And so that was a good thing that he actually pointed that out before we had to mention it to him. But then also the plant ended up changing their policy back to allowing them to have their cups on the floor to be able to spit into. So the one thing I will say that come out of the whole thing is, it was a learning process, not only for the employee, but actually for the plant itself, of you need to really consider all the things that you might affect when you make a rule change in a plant.
Absolutely. People are going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to find a way, as you said earlier, to make it happen. And it's not always the way we'd like it to go, but the long-term effects on a very, very valuable investment, which is the coolant, definitely is worth making an adjustment for that. So it sounds like they had a bit of a learning curve there, and you addressed that, which is great. I mean, that's a win for everybody. Glad the person was accountable and received that well. So who do you think was more surprised with the outcome of this, the client or yourself for uncovering this mystery?
Well, I think it actually is both, because I still wonder how long it might have taken us to figure this out if I hadn't have been there at exactly the right time to visually see this happen. you know, we might have struggled for months trying to figure this out. And if I wasn't there at the right time and the right moment to see it, who knows how long it might have taken.
That's true. It's all about timing, right? They're not going to raise their hand and say, you know, hey, here's what's going on every moment of the day. A lot of these places, it's not like they have cameras watching every moment of what their operators are doing. And, you know, to no fault of their own, they're doing what they do and they just didn't understand. And that's okay. That's how we learn. And now you know what to look out for. It's yet another element in the puzzle that we have to uncover the pieces of each mystery every time you go in. It sounds like you've added that to your memory bank of things to look for going forward.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'm actually learning something along the way here as well. So what kind of advice would you give people that are coming into this industry, whether they're new, whether they've been doing it for quite some time? What kind of advice would you have for them as an engineer? Because you come in as the expert and they're looking to you for all the answers.
I always say the first thing is keep a very open mind and always consider the things that might be, even though it might be very slim, it might be actually the problem. So you got to really track through everything you look at and be able to say, yes, this might be the problem, or no, it's definitely not. So just keep an open mind, and then you got to really dig in hard and go after it.
Yes, anything's possible, right? Don't exclude anything prematurely. Investigation is the key. That's a great story, Brent. I appreciate you taking the time to share that with us today. I think everybody can learn a little something about, you know, keeping your eyes, your nose, your ears open when you're in the plant, looking around, trying to uncover what the mystery is, the cause, the root cause of things.
Yep. Thank you for having me today.
I'd like to thank my guest, Brent, for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. Stay tuned for another installment where we continue our discussion on Stranger Things, Stories from a Shop Floor. For information on Castrol products or to ask a question, contact us at techhelp@castrol.com or visit us at our Castrol website. I'm your host, Lisa Giannino. Thanks for listening. See you next time.